Members of the House of Representatives reached a deal to settle the ongoing remote voting dispute that shut down the chamber for nearly a week. The final agreement, which is still being ironed out, will ultimately be available to any lawmaker who cannot be physically present due to an ailment, bereavement, or emergency. The deal between Representative Ana Paulina Luna and Speaker Mike Johnson will allow members to pair their vote, which will take one yes and one no off the board, making it a wash. Pairing is a process that allows an absent member who is voting yes on legislation to find someone who is voting no or vice versa. The member who is present and casting their vote announces they are pairing with another lawmaker, at which time their vote is removed from the tally but kept on record. There's also a process called dead pairing, which allows two members on opposing sides who are both absent to announce how they would have voted. While their votes are not included in the final tally, it is included in their record. Vote pairing does not change the outcome, because it's a one-for-one swap on a yes and no vote. Senator Lisa Murkowski and Senator Steve Daines did this during Justice Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation to the Supreme Court. Murkowski opposed Kavanaugh, and Daines supported him, but he had to attend his daughter's wedding during the final vote. So Murkowski announced she was voting no, but pairing with Daines, who would have voted yes if he had been present. As a result, Kavanaugh was confirmed 50-48 instead of 51-49. This agreement is the culmination of a more than year-long effort to let young parents in Congress vote remotely while they are taking care of an infant. The bipartisan resolution had more than enough support to be approved, but Johnson wouldn't bring it forward because he believed it was unconstitutional. The resolution's sponsors started a petition allowing the rank and file to overrule the speaker and force a vote. Johnson tried and failed to squash that too, which ultimately led him to shut the House down for legislative business on a Tuesday.